Ella Larson, first on headset as the winning pitcher for tonight. How did it feel for you out there? Certainly looked great. Three hitters, six strikeouts, and one walk. What do you have to say for how you pitched here tonight?
I don't know. I just came out, and I knew that I had to do what we do best, and I had to trust my defense and know that they would make plays. So, yeah.
Well, this is the second straight time you've shut out this particular team this year. What is it about going against this team that you seem to be at your very best?
Well, we know that they are good hitters, and we know they'll put bunts down, and we know that if certain hitters that we have to pitch outside or inside and do what we know how they hit.
Do you feel like your location was spot on? Any spot on the plate that you were especially finding the zone here tonight, you felt?
A lot of 4-5s, high curves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those were a lot.
All
right. So, Ella, talk about that first inning. After they got the first two on, sacrificed a second and third. You got out of that as they eventually wound up with bases loaded and two outs, and you escaped. Was that kind of the inning that got you over the hump a little bit?
Yeah, I got very nervous during the end of that. Yeah.
And also you ran into some trouble in the third when they got a couple of hits, but left two in that inning as well, and really never got anything else going. And what about that seventh inning? You chimed in with a RBI double. You batted around, put this game well out of reach. Tell us about that seventh inning, AB.
Well, I knew that the other two times that I was at bat, they always threw the outside pitch, and I knew that they would be throwing the outside pitch again, so I knew that I had to go after that first pitch.
All right, so back to pitching. You got your fair share of innings in the circle last season, but now with some more experience under your belt, how much more comfortable would you say you feel in pitching this season?
I am a lot more comfortable with this, and I know my pitches more. I know where to throw them. I know a lot of like where batters are going to swing and where we need to put the ball there.
It's all come together. Ella Larson, thank you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Great job. All right. We've got the only Newell Fonda senior, Peyton Wilkins, standing by. Let's go to Peyton next up. All right, Peyton, what about this game? 10-0 over North Union. You shut them out 4-0 earlier in the season, but I'm sure you didn't even expect this kind of performance.
No, I'll be honest. I was about ready to throw up before the game, so I owe it all to my team, the way they played, the way we made plays. It's all in their hands, too. I'm thankful for every one of them.
Well, what about that second inning, AB, after with two outs, Bailey Sievers reached on an error? And what about the sequence you remember and the pitch he hit to center field, which a gamble did not pay off, got under the glove into the fence, and you wound up at third driving the first run of the game? How big was that to get you jump started?
That was fantastic. It was a fantastic call by Coach Golly. He gave me a hit and run, which is one of my favorite things to do. So getting called for that was fantastic. And then I just knew my job was to put the ball in play, and that's what I did.
And that got you going, and there was plenty more to come after that. And for you, as the only senior on the team, you're going to wind up your career in Fort Dodge next week. What's that mean to you?
It's fantastic. Softball's a fantastic game with fantastic people, so I'm excited to go enjoy it with my lovely team and coaches.
And what about Ella tonight? And you catch her, of course. How would you sum up her effort?
Ella's a fantastic pitcher. She makes plays just like we ask, and there's no one I would rather catch for.
Peyton, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank
Way
you,
to go.
Ryan.
All right. Newell Fonda celebrating a 10-0 region final victory over North Union. As take a seat, Maggie Walker next up. All right, Maggie, you chimed in with a double, two hits, four RBIs, just another night as of late. How was it for you swinging the bat here tonight?
I was a little nervous at first, but I just knew that I had to get the ball down and put it in play.
Well, maybe you were a little nervous early in the season. You can comment on this as you got off to a tough start, but eventually found your groove. Was there like a game that you remember, or a point in time during the season, or anyone that kind of gave you the most encouragement to, you know, just relax and eventually you'll get it going?
Well, my coaches were just very supportive, and so were the players, and so I just sort of fell into groove there.
Well, you're one of the youngsters on this team, but you know what this feels like, making it to state basketball this previous season. You haven't been involved in too many of these kind of games, but do you get butterflies coming into a game with a state trip on the line?
Yeah, I get pretty nervous.
Well, it's going to be a fun week gearing up for a week from today in Fort Dodge. Maggie Walker, thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, and we've got more to come here as Newell Fonda punches their ticket to Fort Dodge. All right. One of the stars of the seventh inning, Ellie Legault, going deep to left center field. Two-run shot, the exclamation point on the win. What about that swing?
It felt absolutely amazing. Like, my first two swings, I was under it, and I knew I just had to slam it out there. I started crying around the bases.
Yeah,
it was great.
You had a great big smile around in third, I saw. What a moment. All right, so, Ellie, how about your defense? You had a lot of chances there at first base, some hard-hit balls, but you were up to the task.
Yeah.
What about how was it in the field for you?
It was nice. Like, my previous few games, I've been dropping balls, so I was kind of nervous. But this game, I came up, and I stepped up, and I made the plays I needed to.
All right. Ellie, after the, you know, a shock of the first regional game last year, you've certainly overcome that disappointment, put it well behind you. Could you sense more focus or more motivation to, you know, get back to where you know you can get this season and, you know, do what you're capable of?
Yeah, last season we definitely had a sour taste in our mouth. We knew we can make it, and this obviously showed that we can. We're a very strong team, and we know we can do it.
Well, you've been a very strong team throughout regionals, outscoring the opponents in three regional games, 32-2. So what is it? Are you all just that much locked in, taking good swings collectively? What does it boil down to in your estimation?
I think our pitching is a good key in our game, and we know how to execute. We've been bunting very well. We know how to hit far. Just everything's connecting and going great.
Ellie Legault, let's hope it stays that way a little while longer next week. Thank you to
your
teammates for stopping up. All right, Mustangs coach Tim Gawley. Well, you beat this team in shutout fashion earlier this year, but even this had to be a surprise to you, pulling away as he did in this region final against North Union.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a tough ball game. They're a great hitting team, so Ella to shut them out two games in a row, tremendous job of pitching by her. We made a lot of plays behind her when we needed to. You know, and that's that's what we've been talking about, is that, you know, we don't have that dominant strikeout pitcher. We got a pitcher that gets a lot of weak hits and can make teams hit her pitches, and then we just got to make plays. And the girls did a great job defensively doing that. And then offensively, you know, we were able to score in a variety of ways. We had the small ball, we had the big hits, and so just being able to execute and do those things was it was great to see the girls step up and come through when they needed to.
Yeah, you can play any kind of game offensively, and it showed. And you said Ella, not the most overpowering pitcher, but she did get strikeouts when she needed, particularly in that first inning with second and third, one out, struck out McClellan, then after a walk, struck out Prochniak. That was huge.
Yeah, you know, she's able to come up and get strikeouts at times. You know, and that was, those were two, like you said, two really big ones. You know, first inning they had a chance to get on the board there, and really after that there wasn't much of a threat. They got a runner on here and there, but didn't have any huge threats. You know, the top of their lineup, the Steinberger, or is it Steinberg?
Yep, Steinberger. Yeah,
the Steinberg girl, she is, wow, she's tough. Mm-hmm. You know, they got some good bats up there at the top of the order, so it was, you know, good to see us battle through some a little bit of adversity at the top there and find ways to get out of those innings. So,
what was the approach facing Kate Anderson for a second time this season?
We knew, I mean, she's a great pitcher. She throws well. We knew that being disciplined, I mean, that's the key against any pitcher. Staying in the zone, not trying to hit the ball at 38 feet, you know, waiting for it to get to you, and that timing and staying in the zone, making the pitcher pitch to you, are always key. You know, you start chasing their pitches, you get ahead in the count, and you swing at one that's on the corner that you don't want. That's when you get yourself out. You know, when you got to get yourself ahead in the count, and then make them come to you, and then you can be successful. And the girls did a great job tonight. We swung at a few that were off the plate or that were high, but that's going to happen, you know, every game. Some, yeah. You're going to swing at a few bad ones, but for the most part, they were extremely disciplined. We went after good pitches, and we put the ball in play all night long. You know, some of them weren't extremely hard, but getting it in play with our speed is always a, you know, always gives us a chance.
So. Well, it's a long ride up here, but with the fans you always bring, that can negate any home field advantage an opponent might have, and get a great turnout again here tonight.
Yeah, our fans are the best. They travel and support these girls. They love their softball. It's great to have them with us and celebrating here, and it'll be a good ride home, much better than the alternative ride home. So
exactly, and so 10 is the magic number, almost appropriate this 10 years after the state championship. You're going back again, and this number 10 in school history for a Newell Fonda softball team to make it to state.
Yep, it's like I said, each year is different, and you know each year's got to do it, but that tradition is pretty important to the girls that keep carrying that on, and you know we strive to be excellent every year and to keep making those plays, and the girls did a great job of that tonight again.
We'll see you next week, Tim. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ryan.